Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
Welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. I could not be more thrilled to bring to you a new episode this afternoon. It has been a while since I've had a chance to talk to my Victory Speaks followers, and I am just so excited about it. For you guys who've been out of the loop, the past few months have been a whirlwind between planting a new church in Stafford, Virginia, alongside my husband, and just getting used to our new home, as well as different changes in ministry. I mean, it has just been a phenomenal time that's really kept me busy. But today the Lord was really speaking to me, and I said, you know what? Enough is enough. I need to get on here and give this victory tip for those who listen to Victory Talk with Victoria. And so today I want to encourage you to just chill. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Just chill. That's something that's just kind of thrown around here. But in Virginia right now, it's over 100 degrees. And the interesting thing is everyone needs to just take a break and get out of the sun and relax and just chill, right? And so no matter where you are in the world, you can relate to this idea of it's just too hot and you need to just sit down and relax for a moment. Catch your breath and start all over again. Try again the next day, right? Get some water and cool off. And so lately in my own life, there's been so many different situations that have been coming up just in the midst of church planting and just life itself. And that I kind of sometimes find myself like, okay, God, what exactly are you doing here? Like, what exactly are you calling me to do right now, right here in this place? And so it's really sometimes frustrating when A, you don't know exactly what God is calling you to do, or B, you know exactly what he's calling you to do. You just have no idea how to get there. And it's in these moments I'm asking you to just chill. In other words, what would your life look like if you slowed it down, rethought about what God has already told you to do, and said, you know what? I just want to rest in this place and allow God to be God. And I'm going to allow myself to relax and allow him to take the wheel. And so it's easy to think those thoughts, but it's a totally different situation when you find yourself face to face with a situation where the pressure is on and it's kind of hot in this kitchen and you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do next? Because I know there's some things that are burning inside of me to do, but I just don't know how to get victory in that area. And so today, I just want to share with you guys some things that have helped me in an absolutely unscripted environment. Just me to you, telling you how I've been able to overcome this irritation that sometimes I find myself in when I know God has called me to do something new, but I still feel very stuck. And so the first thing that I've done is taking a moment to be quiet, intentional quietness, okay? And so for me, that looks different ways. Sometimes it means just going out to my car and just praying. Sometimes it means waking up a little bit early and reading the Bible. There's actually a really great app called the YouVersion app, and it actually has an opportunity for you to do Bible reading plans. And so it just takes about 5 minutes a day to just say, you know, I'm going to pull back. I'm going to pick a topic that's of interest to me. So maybe if you're in this situation, maybe a topic of interest will be learning how to glorify God in the wait, learning how to have peace when you're waiting for the promise. These are good study topics to dig into. And these devotionals just give you an opportunity to actually read the Bible as well as get an encouraging word. But that's just a way to just further increase your quiet time, or you could say, you know what, God, I know everything that's going on, but right now I just need you and me together to have this conversation and walk through this difficult thing that I'm going through. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to seek wisdom. And so a lot of times when we're trying to venture out into the new things, we think about, okay, how much is it going to cost? What do I have to do to get there? And we come up with all these, you know, equations in our mind of how we're going to get to the process. But I would encourage you to pray for wisdom. And so the great thing about wisdom is you don't necessarily have to have experienced the situation before in order to gather wisdom. You can talk to other people. You can read books. You can do all kinds of things to increase your wisdom on a situation. And what wisdom does is it gives you the opportunity to now have great discernment on what to do next. And so when seeking that wisdom, for instance, if you feel like you've been called to be a baker, seek wisdom. Let's read some books about baking. Let's go to Michael's and get a class on baking. Whatever it takes for you to gain wisdom, let's sit with other people who've already been successful in this business and gather what it would take for you to be successful in the business. And that alone will start to decrease some of the anxiety, because now you have knowledge, now you have understanding, and now you have discernment to match the passion. A lot of times we have the passion, however, we just get stuck in the passion. We forget that, hey, there is an element of studying your craft. There is an element of gleaning from other people to gain wisdom in this situation. So if you feel like you're stuck in between, God, I don't know what you want me to do, and God, I don't know how to get where you've asking me to go, one thing you can definitely do is start to seek wisdom. And so the other thing that I've also done in the midst of this entire process is unplug myself. Unplug. And so what I mean by unplug is, if you're like me, you may or may not be addicted to social media and all forms of communication. I will text, I will Facebook Messenger, I will email literally all day if I can. It is definitely an addiction that I am working through when it comes to my victory walk. So please forgive me. I will tell you right now, I am not perfect. But there is an element of unplugging when you need to get to the point where you need to just chill. And so lately, I've been trying to be very intentional about unplugging from social media. Because what tends to happen is we start to compare ourselves with other people's journey. We say, oh man, you know, they're starting their business. We had the idea at the same time, but they're already successful. They've already purchased the lot for their business. They've already got people who are employees for their business. And we start to compare our journey to other people's journey. So that's part of the reason we need to unplug. Also, when we unplug, we give our chance to walk away from the distractions. Your favorite TV show may be awesome, but it may be a distraction. Perhaps some of the time that you're using to watch that football game, or some of the time that you're using to watch that favorite reality show, I'm guilty. Perhaps some of that time could be used towards perfecting your craft or having that quiet time that I mentioned earlier. Whatever the case may be, or maybe God is calling you to unplug from even a certain food or a certain thing that's really has a stronghold over your life, that's almost like, if you can't do this, you can't think. For me, I definitely struggle with this area when it comes to food. Food had definitely become my God. If I was happy, I was running to it. If I was sad, I was running to it. Feeling bored, run to food. Whatever the case would be, food was the second, first, third, fifth, sixth, and seventh option for my calm place. What would happen if you unplugged and every time you felt that frustration, that anxiety, that irritation come up, you ran to the Lord, you ran to Him as your safe place versus running to some outside source? But as we unplug, God will reveal that all the more. And then the last thing I've done, which kind of goes into this unplugging aspect, is taking a choice to actually do a complete fast. There's a scripture where Jesus says to His disciples, hey, this thing only comes out through prayer and fasting. And so there are some things that are going to come out. There's some irritations that's going to start to, release itself from you when you start to pray and fast. And what you choose to pray and fast is going to be up to you. It's going to be up to what your body can handle. For me, a lot of times I will fast sugary sodas and drinks. And also I will start to fast like sweets For other people, maybe you'll do a water fast. For other people, maybe you'll do an intermittent fast where you only eat from certain times a day, whatever it is that your body can handle. Or if you really want to push yourself, whatever it is that you feel like God is calling you to do, that's what I would encourage you to fast. And fasting just gives you an opportunity to clear your mind and hear from God. There's so many great benefits of fasting that even go far beyond just the spiritual. Even your body needs that opportunity to reset sometimes from all the junk. And or maybe you're in a situation where you have a medical condition where fasting isn't an option. That's okay. Fast something. Fast TV. Yes, you can fast TV. You can fast social media. You can fast whatever it is that's causing you to keep your mind off of God and onto whatever that issue is. Sometimes the things that we're plugging into or the things that we're so wrapped up in are actually a part of the problem. And when we pull ourselves away for a little bit and say, God, I'm going to be intentional about giving this time to you. God, I'm going to be intentional about pulling myself out of this situation, not being so addicted to whatever it is that I'm addicted to, and saying, God, I just want to hear from you. That gives us the opportunity to just chill. And so I love Philippians 4, 6 through 8. It says, hey, don't be anxious about anything, but with all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, bring your requests unto God, and he will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And then it goes on to say, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, true, honorable, right, think on these things. And fasting, spending time with God, unplugging, getting wisdom, that gives you the opportunity to just chill. It gives you the opportunity to refresh yourself. It gives you the opportunity to ask yourself, what would victory in this situation look like right now? You know what? Victory in this situation, in my case, may not look like 500 people at our church plant. Victory may look like 50 people at our church plant who love the Lord, who are on fire, and our church is making big moves for the community. Is that what victory looks like? Or have I wrapped my mind around something else that maybe is just a fantasy? Or maybe for you, victory looks like, hey, getting that degree that you've been praying about getting finally, instead of victory looking like, okay, I have everything I need to start my business today. Maybe victory just means getting the education to get what you need so that you can start that business 5 years from now. But guess what? That's a conversation between you and God. And I promise you, if you take these steps to heart, you will find that God will meet you right there. And he will start to answer those questions that have been plaguing you and battling you, keeping you up at night. Come on, guys, you know that's not God's best for you. So my desire is that you walk in complete victory in the physical as well as in your mind space. We know that a lot of the victory starts by taking control over your mind and allowing God to refresh you, renew your mind with his word and his love over you. So I pray this blesses you guys, and this summer that you can kick back and just chill and know that God's got you. He's got a great plan for your life. He's already working it out on the back end. He may need you to just sit down, relax, and allow him to let his love run over you and refresh you. But between now and then, give yourself the opportunity to unplug. Grab yourself some wisdom. Make sure you're taking every moment you can to spend time with the Lord, because in his presence, you will find every answer that you need. All right, guys, you keep going and you keep walking out your complete victory in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Talk with Victoria. We pray this episode inspired you to win. For more on how you can live in complete victory, head to www.victoryspeaks.org and subscribe. You can also grab the new book, A Victory Walk, a 21-day devotional on victorious living on Amazon.com. May you walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.